purpose is not about waiting. It's not about finding something that's out there. It's about actively choosing to align every action to what is important to me every single day, actually every single moment.
Hi, and welcome to Lead Well, the podcast for you if you want to get better at leading yourself and leading others. This is Christine Schickinger, your host, looking into how you can achieve peak performance while keeping a peaceful mind.
What is your purpose? That is a question I ask very often in my coaching conversations. Or what is the purpose of your conversation that you are about to have with your manager, with your peer, with your team member? Because it's so interesting that not a lot of people really think about their purpose when they're doing something. And what is it? What is this purpose? It is not something that you find out there. It's nothing that you can look for. It's something that you really create for yourself. Something that will help you to align your actions with what truly matters to you. And it also will help you to decide whether something that you're doing is actually giving you energy or draining energy from you. Now let's talk about what it is that you can do to connect with your purpose, to create your purpose. Because as we said, it's not something to be found. It's something to be actively created. Now, purpose is all about a direction. It's not a fixed destination. It's not a goal out there, not a vision, but it's what takes me to this vision. And there are some myths when we talk about purpose, because a lot of people think that a purpose has to be really big. So unless I have a really big idea, unless I have a really big goal, then it doesn't matter. But the truth is, purpose is mostly found in those small actions, in those consistent actions that demonstrate what is truly important to us, what we value. And it's also, as we said, not something that we need to discover, because we can actively create it through our choices, through what we are doing, what we are saying, how we are behaving. And it's also not static. Your purpose of today is probably a different purpose as the one that you had 5 years ago. And it will probably be different again in 5 years from now, because it all depends on our life situation, whether we're living in a family or on our own, whether we're working for a company or we're a solopreneur. It all depends on those circumstances. And the great thing is, as I said before, we can actually define it. We can drive it. We can create it. Now, I invite you to think about what is the one thing that you do that makes you feel aligned with your values, aligned with what's important to you. Now, purpose could also be your calling, the one thing that you're driven to do, the one thing that you want to bring out to the world, for example. Now, how can you find out what that is if you're not 100% certain? The first thing you can do is an energy audit. What do I mean by that? At the end of the day, think about 5 things in that day. Actions you did, conversations you had that gave you energy. And then think about five things that drained your energy from you. Reflect on it and make sure that you focus more and more on those things, those elements that bring energy to you, and strive towards taking out of your life as best as possible those things that take energy from you. Another little exercise that you can do is the five whys. Five times asking the question, why? If you continue to ask the question, why? It makes you dig really deep. It makes you really uncover your motivations, your core drivers, and not the superficial immediate rewards. So let me give you a little example. If you, like me, would like to exercise more regularly, the first question really is, why do I want to exercise more regularly? Well, because I want to feel healthier and have more energy. Well, why do I want to feel healthier and have more energy? Because I feel like I have slowed down quite a bit, because I can't move as swiftly as I used to in the past. Why does this, me slowing down and feeling not so swiftly, affect my daily life? Well, because I feel, to keep up with my horse, I need to be full of energy. I need to be able to run with her. Now, why is it important to me to be able to keep up with my horse? And it's because I value this connection with her. I want to make sure that she has the best possible life, the best possible experience with me. Now, this uncovered the root cause. So I don't just want to exercise. I actually want to have the energy to spend valuable time with my horse. And this shifts my mindset from I need to work out, I should work out, to I want to work out because I know that this will help me have more fun with Maggie. So what is your thing that you want to dig deeper into? What is your question? What is your statement that you want to look into with those five why questions? In addition to asking the five levels of why questions, of course, you could also use NeuroGraphica and create a drawing that unveils your purpose and strengthens your purpose for you. Because as you know, NeuroGraphica is a visual reflection tool for your subconscious. So this will help you if your purpose is not yet in your conscious mind. And then I have a question for you. Where are you naturally drawn to contribute and engage? Because that might give you a hint as well. Now, in daily life, what can you do? So first of all, look for small actions, not the big thing. So if you're like me and I want to bring kindness to the world, I don't wait for this one big opportunity that offers itself on a day, but I smile to the very first person I come across because I know it's the small things that make a difference. And I have this mindset of making everything I do purposeful. So whatever I do, I at least try to link it to something that I know is important to me, like kindness, like showing openness, like showing curiosity. So I give meaning, I bring meaning into my day because I align things on purpose, with purpose. And then, of course, also observe. When do you feel in a flow? When do you feel best? As we said before, when do you feel that you're gaining energy rather than spending energy on something else. And experiment, because purpose grows with your experience. So test out little things. It's not about perfectionism. Purpose, as we said, is in the small things. And always ask yourself, are your daily efforts aligned with your core values? Are they aligned with what's truly important to you? So how does your life, how does your day-to-day life reflect what truly matters to you? Now, as a key takeaway, purpose is not about waiting. It's not about finding something that's out there. It's about actively choosing to align every action to what is important to me every single day, actually every single moment. Now I have a little challenge for you. Today, choose one action that aligns with your deeper values. And then please share, what is your purpose? What action were you able to do today to align with your values? Now, thanks for today. Next week will be week of episode 60, which will be a wonderful interview with Owen Fitzpatrick. And if you haven't heard from him, make sure you tune in. See you then. And I wish you a week full of purpose. Bye for now.
This was Lead Well. Now, what is the one thing that you're taking away from this episode? Please share in the comments below and do share the podcast with your friends and family, but only if you like it.